Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Weekends could go from like Thursday to Tuesday, right? And then Wednesday you could do what you had to do, work all day, 24 hours, and then you have Thursday till next Tuesday to recuperate. How's that for an idea? Yay! What another?
Ooh, that long lineage. 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, but you only have to work 24 hours though. That's what firemen do all the time, by the way. In case you didn't know how the fire system worked, firemen. Pretty much universally around the country, especially if they're unionized, are on 24-hour shifts. So they work 2 days a week, 24 hours a day, 48 hours, and that's it. That's why most firemen that you know have other careers, other jobs, other things they do, because they have 5 days a week to do other things. And that's the way it works down on the farm. Aren't you glad you have your first lesson in reality? And it's only, what, 7, 8 minutes after the hour. Oh, this is going to be a barn burner. Yesterday was a barn. We're really cooking, if you will, with what, all kinds of fossil fuels. I don't know if we're cooking on whether or not the windmills are working or whether or not solar is working, but I know the fireplaces are working here, there, and everywhere. Yesterday it was, what, 14 where James Collins is at our main studio in Dallas. What's the temperature there this morning, James?
It feels like -5. Let's see.
I don't want to know what it feels like. I don't know what it
is. It's 17 degrees.
17! You got 3 degrees more.
Yeah, we're going
up. All right, so I'm at 23. Jay, where are you? Down on by the barn, it's 23 degrees this morning. And
Well, the temperature itself is 7 degrees, but the real feel is -15.
Ah, hooray!
With that wind chill, so.
Wintertime. Hope, however, springs eternal, because, sir, certainly there are birds flying around, feathers are flying someplace, birds are singing. They're down south, right? I don't know if I notice the birds in California as much. At this time of year, I don't know if I really pay attention to the birds at all. I do here on the farm, but not much California. But there are a lot of birds, the seagulls especially, if you're close to the beach. That's kind of a nice heralding of good weather. So hold up your fingers and cross them, and I figure you're going to move ahead, because nothing stops the weather, nothing stops the calendar, nothing can stop you, right? We use our words to move into a good zone here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side. The world could have its first trillionaire in the next 10 years. Think about that. Wait a minute. Let me repeat that. The situation could exist in the next 10 years or so that a person who, like Jeff Bezos or Larry Ellison, Warren Buffett, those kinds of Elon Musk, right? All those people, their investments have spiked by 100% in the last couple of years. So let's say that Elon Musk, he's supposedly the richest guy around. He's got a couple of $100 billion. So you multiply that out 100 times, yeah, you could easily get to that. Oxfam has been trying to highlight the disparities between the rich and the bulk of the global population, for what purpose? Well, I would say that they think that these guys shouldn't have the money, and you should. Maybe that's a simplistic way of looking at it. The gap is pretty wide, but the rest of the world hasn't come up with the ideas that Elon Musk has come up with, or Jeff Bezos has come up with, or Larry Lehrer. You got an idea? Go for it. This is the kind of stuff, the kind of thinking that sends me into orbit, because it's like a blame thing. something that could be good. Can you imagine all the good? For example, Bezos. I don't know. I don't have much good to say about him or bad. I just think he's kind of a blob. But his wife, his former wife, who got half of what he was worth at the time they got divorced, which was, I think, $78 million. It was billions, right? She got $38 billion. I think that's what she got. She's been giving it away, $70-80 million a year. And yet she'll still, because of the formula that I just went through of what happens with investments, if you have a smart investor or you're into the companies that seem to attract the most attention, this is the most insincere form of negative thinking and blame that I think I can come up with. Am I one of the richest people in the world? No. Am I one of the richest people in my state? No. Am I one of the richest people in my business? No. But I made choices along the way. I could have done other things with my life, as you could do other things with your life. You could say, now, I don't have the opportunity. Well, you have various things that are, I think, that when you contemplate them, they add up to opportunity. I think astrology, when you're born, what your chart is all about, is very important to people and their initiative or lack thereof. I think where you're born, what part of town you're from, sometimes has a big bearing on what you are able to do. I think educational opportunity, but it's the person, it's the way you approach the world, right? If you, like the little engine that could, I know I can. Yeah, that indeed, people can say, no, I don't have that opportunity. That's in your head. You can think that, and you can make it true because thoughts are things, but these guys didn't. Nobody told them. They weren't born rich, any of them. They made it. And so John D. Rockefeller, the Rockefeller family that so many people say, no, oh, I shouldn't have all that money. Look at all that. This guy had nothing. He managed to get himself, he was an oil rigger, worked on one of the original drilling, drilling gangs, I guess, back in the 1880s. And by the time it was 1916 when he'd invested in land and oil and railroads, he was the first billionaire back in 1916.
When you think about the how much farther money went. Wow. But also, there's a separate debate, too, of self-made wealth versus generational wealth. But regardless, mm-hmm. it's one of those things that, it's great to see the uber wealthy give their money away to help other people. It's always nice to see that level of kindness and stuff and generosity. But at the same time, nobody should be told what to do with their money by somebody else.
Nope. And that's the whole thing behind groups like Oxfam. They're trying to make these people feel guilty. Why should they feel guilty? Why, if it weren't for these companies, look at all the people who wouldn't have jobs if it wasn't for Standard Oil, if it wasn't for Tesla, if it wasn't for PayPal, if it wasn't for Amazon, if it wasn't for Oracle, if it wasn't for Berkshire Hathaway. Look at all this, like, hundreds of thousands of jobs there. If you don't have money, you don't have jobs. If you don't have money, you don't have taxes to pay for the government to fritter away the money that you pay in taxes. It's like a big circle. Unless the government controls everything, and ladies and gentlemen, I present to you China. Communist China, there we go. Let's go right down that street, right? Where everybody lives in an apartment. That's actually not as bad in China as it is in Russia. I remember driving around Moscow and looking at the darkness, the dankness, the drabness, the dirt, and the communist apartment houses, because that's what they were. They were communes, and they were built all the same. They were four of the ones that I saw just outside of Moscow, four or five stories high, some of them a little higher than that. They were built cheaply. They felt cold. It just was, the mood or the tone of the people set the tone of what the country looks like or what the attitude is in general, business-wise. We don't have the people in Russia who are rich stole it all from people who had created the wealth there when the KGB, when the Russian when the USSR split up and the Russians managed to grab a hold of, you know, these guys with all these boats and stuff that were taking the $300 million boats away from them because the Russians are bad guys. Well, they didn't get it the honest way. They just killed the people that had the wealth before and they took it. That's the way it works in some countries. So you want to do that here? How do you like those opportunities? Yeah, no,
It's like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, it is. You know, the old guys, when there were no sheriffs around, you had the land and they wanted it. The sodbusters came into town. They were trying to grow food and the cattle were roaming the range and the people who bought the land put up fences and the guys who owned the other land hired gunslingers to shoot the people who owned the other land so they could get it. That's it. That's how it worked. Look at Yellowstone. As much as that is it's a TV show and it's a story, but yet there's a lot of anecdotal inference in that about oil and land and stuff. That's very true. It is. So anyway, Oxfam thinks that measures should be put into place to bust the inequality. I don't like that agenda at all. There's another way of doing it. Anyway, this is what pits people against other people. This is what makes people angry. Oh, look at that guy. He's got a nice house. How come I can't have a house like that? Well, you could if you worked for it. If you have the opportunity, most of the time you can create the opportunity. You got to want to. And yeah, there are some people who just inherited wealth because their parents did well. And so in most instances, the people that I know who are, they call them trust fund babies. They have more money than their parents did because they invested it well. But the parents, without the parents, they wouldn't have had, you know, they could have taught school or, you know, washed cars or whatever it is. But it's not the way it happens. So I think that we all should look at what the world has to offer. I think we should be thankful for what we have, and we can be more eagerly looking to, you know, like the stuff with the health care. That's a disaster. And that's because the government, we haven't told the government how to control it or do it the right way. We listen to them and do what they tell us to do rather than us doing what ought to be done. How about that for food for thought? 18 after, this is Good Day.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the Obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, celebrity gossip, social media time here on the Good Day program. And one of the things that people are talking about from the entertainment side of things, Jay, is this new movie, Naiad, the story of the swimmer Diana Naiad. And the star of the show is Annette Bening. And so invariably, when these folks get interviewed for the movie, the people interviewing don't talk about the movie. They talk about the star's personal life. So Annette Bening has been focused on Warren Beatty. She's been married to him for 32 years. I remember back, you don't, well, I hope a lot of people listening remember, to the time when they met. He was playing Bugsy Siegel, who was the founder of Las Vegas. The movie was called Bugsy. Barry Levinson directed it. And they met on the set of that. It's really very interesting. The story of, I find the story of Warren Beatty more interesting than Annette Bening. But the two of them together have made a great life for themselves. It was love at first sight, apparently. Annette Bening talks about what was the biggest aphrodisiac that Warren Beatty brought to the table. We'll talk about that after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avian Ironwood Pharmacy.
What is going on? All right, so talking about Annette Bening, Jay, and the
love of her life.
Yes, Warren Beatty, for those of you who don't know or don't remember, was in and out of the sack with hundreds of women. Before he met Annette Bening, or about the same time, he did a movie. It was Dick Tracy was a big comic book character at the time, and he did a movie about Dick Tracy. It was called Dick Tracy.
I remember that film.
Do you remember that? And do you remember who the female star was?
Wasn't it Madonna?
Yes, it was. And apparently they had a romp or two. But I think that was about it. So from 1992 on, it would appear that they have been, that they, and that Benning and Warren Beatty have been together. She says that she was eating garlic chicken, and she lost interest in the garlic chicken and was interested in him instead. So how do you like that for a transition from garlic chicken to Warren Beatty? He was intelligent, he was funny, and they had a lot to say about a lot of things. She says he was charming, for sure. Well, that's how, you know, he got all these women into the sack. Good looking, all of those things.
Mm-hmm. But he's funny and super smart, intelligent. People like to laugh. Looks
yeah,
paid, but great conversation,
yeah.
humor.
Right.
Manners, yeah. Those go such
what attracted
long
you
way.
To Ryan? Well, you were friends
he's
with
smoking
Ryan.
Smoking hot body.
Oh,
obviously.
Okay. There you go. So, there it is. How long
did you know
last
that Shirley MacLaine is Warren Beatty's sister?
Yes. Yes, I did know that. Yep. Well, thank you for reminding the audience that was a good move.
Love
on your part.
Connections.
Yes, very good stuff. All right, so that's the Annette Bening Warren Beatty story. For your listening and dancing pleasure, this is the Good Day program, always up to date on everything, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, "Hey guys, puppy up," and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
DisneyCoins.com is the best site online to purchase Trump commemorative coins because no one else features the exclusive Ultra MAGA Trump coin line. Whether it's Let's Go Brandon or Still My President, each and every coin is made right here in the USA on machines built in America by Americans who love this country. These are collectibles, so when they're gone, they're gone. These coins make a wonderful gift for yourself or for the Trump memorabilia collector in your life with free shipping for orders over $400 at DisneyCoins.com. That's D-I-S-M-E coins.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The World Health Organization says tobacco use is going down quickly across the globe. The WHO's Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch says,
we have 1.25 billion people still smoking.
The WHO Tobacco Trends Report released Tuesday finds the fastest decreases in tobacco use is happening in the lower middle income countries, while most tobacco users in the world are now focused in Southeast Asia. NASA, about to get their own supersonic jet. Lockheed Martin officially introduced its experimental X-59 plane in recent days. The 99-foot-long aircraft with a 29-foot wingspan can reportedly fly at Mach 1.4. NASA hoping to use it for commercial travel and show people that supersonic travel is possible and can be quiet. More tests are set for later this year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Gramps on Good Day.
You know about them?
Elementary, my dear Watson. This man has been dead for at least 2 hours.
Elementary, my dear Jay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Today, it's a good day. Today's a good day program. How do you do? It's the 17th of January, Wednesday. This portion of the program is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you want to have a good career, if you would like to be in a job that had flexibility, if you'd like to have great pay and benefits, then go to progressive.com and look at the careers. So it's progressive.com/careers. And you can apply for a job online today. Who knows? You could learn all there is about the insurance business. You could start your own insurance company. And you, too, could become a billionaire. And you say that sounds kind of facetious. Nah, it isn't. I knew a man. As a matter of fact, I was very friendly with his wife. He had an insurance company started in South Africa. And then because it did well, because he was smart, he ended up having offices all around the world. He funded his sons to start a company called Nando's Pizza. No, Nando's Chicken. And has created lots of wealth around his own wealth. And the reason I tell you that story is because in the last half hour, if you're just joining us, I was talking about the report of various people, a Forbes list of the wealthiest people and what could happen to their wealth in the next 10 years. And so it's good for them. Maybe it's not good for everybody else, according to the way it's interpreted by Oxfam. But again, it seems like the simplest of things to understand, too, Jay. Am I overcooking this? It's so simple. Without money, you can't have jobs. You can't have companies, everything. Money begets money. Jobs and careers beget jobs and careers.
Companies. Even people who work at nonprofits, there are donors who earmark their donations to specifically fund the salaries.
Yeah. So people all around, in one way or another, support you as you support other people. You support your family, right? And you're being supported by the person for whom you work, even if you have your own little small business. We did some research a few years ago. This program is listened to by more small business people than any other program of its type, except for Dave Ramsey. For whatever the reason, I suppose maybe there's a little inspiration here, because I'm a small business guy. And there are different scenarios in which you can figure out how to survive. But if you're a plumber, you depend on people calling you to fix your plumbing. So they'll get a bill for $200-$300, and you have two or three of those calls, or four a day, and you bring in $1,000 a day, and your expenses may be $400-$500 a day, so you got $500 a day. You work 6 days a week, get $3,000 to show for your work. Not a bad deal, right? When you look at it that way, not a bad deal at all. So anyway, I really am very down on people who think that everybody is being beaten by the man. And the man, you can be the man. My son says to me all the time, because he knows how I like to, as he puts it, beat the man. And he says to me, Dad, you are the man. And I don't look upon myself as being the man, but at any rate, it is an interesting place that we live in the United States of America, and it's a very interesting time. Here we have Nikki Haley has made a pronouncement. This is the way it's going to be. I'm only going to debate Trump or Biden, so there's no debate. ABC says, nope, we have nobody. Who's going to debate whom? Nobody wants to debate each other. So why waste your time?
He's not going to get into the debates. And why does he need to? Let's be honest. We already know what a Donald Trump presidency looks like. We know what he is capable of doing.
Like.
There's no reason for him to debate. And really, it's not coming down to Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. It's coming down to Donald Trump. It's going to be a Trump-Biden election.
But what an incredible waste.
Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis can only take not each other down, but they'll only take themselves down, trying to take each other down. There is absolutely this is a smart call for her. You would have thought that both of them would have made this call.
Yeah, DeSantis is not that smart. He really isn't. He's not that smart. Well, but Nikki Haley is. Maybe she's put herself in a position. Who knows? You never know what goes on behind the scenes. Trump and she may have talked on the phone, and she says, you know what? I'm going to just sort of play the cards out without making a lot of noise. If you think that I would be a good vice president, and Donald Trump could have said to her, yeah, okay, that's the deal. No more distractions for me. I'm the guy, and then I'll take care of you. Who knows?
I could see him taking Nikki over Ron.
Oh, my God, yes. He's not going to take it.
He's
going to pick a woman. Mm-hmm. It'll be either. I'm going to bet. And people say to me, nah, you're crazy. One of three women. right? The women's choices are Nikki Haley, this Congresswoman Stefanik, or Marjorie Taylor Greene. What do you think?
I can see that.
Yeah, one of those three. And then on the other side, the Democrats, of course, they're just shooting themselves in the foot right and left. Nobody dares get rid of Kamala Harris because she's black, and yet she's like Chief Thunderthud. She has no social skills really. She's not really intellectually stimulating. She's just there, occupying time and space. And you know what they'll do? Trump will paint her, not Biden. He's not going to go after Biden because everybody's gone after. Everything that needs to be said about Biden has been said about Biden. He's old. He doesn't keep up with, he's old. And it's not bad being old, but he doesn't have he's not
an
like
old mentality, not just
years. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for saving me.
Like, Joe Biden is significantly older than Donald Trump, mentally speaking, from what we've seen.
But when you actually look at
their age by date of birth, well, that's not the case.
So they're going to go after Kamala Harris because she's an incompetent nincompoop. And that's going to be, if nothing else fixes it for them, the question of whether people like me vote for Robert F. Kennedy or Joe Manchin or where that all goes. I don't think you'll see how that thing shapes up till summertime when the conventions roll around. But the primary season is a waste of... The news media has nothing better to do than to follow these people around, and people are just tired of it. The news ratings, the national news ratings, are way down. These debates that aren't debates, the ratings for them, you see it all the time. Trump, once again, I laugh because he's so predictable and he's so good at making fools out of the news media. So he has a town hall meeting the same night that they have a debate. And what gets the ratings? Trump gets the ratings. Debate, nobody's watching that. There aren't mice walking through the studio. So anyway, it'd be interesting to see. It is what it is, as they say. The snow is falling. The wind is calling. Last half hour we were talking about the temperature. Now look at the volume of snow. Because this brutal Arctic blast not only bringing low temperatures, but light powder. Because the snow, when it's cold and it snows, the snow is very dry. And it makes for great skiing. Are you a skier? I don't think I ever asked you if you were skiing.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm a snowboarder.
Yeah. You like it?
Even though, I still call myself a snowboarder when it's been nearly a decade since the last time I hit the mountains?
Well, I have a friend who's going and goes, she took her daughter out skiing up to Vermont a couple of weeks ago. They're going out to Tahoe. They like to spend time every year going to various places. Yeah, but the things that we're seeing across some of the areas where it's so cold and it is snowy, it's going to be huge business for the snow places, the snow lodges and all that. So, listen, if you can do it, great. I suppose I should end my discussion of politics by suggesting that the door closed on Asa Hutchinson, and people say, when did the door open for Asa Hutchinson? He was the governor of Arkansas at one point in time. But he announced yesterday he's ending his race for the presidency. Okay, he got 191 votes in the Iowa caucuses. Listen, that was nice. It was fun, probably, for him. He didn't have much else to do, not much else going. He doesn't play video games, so I guess he decided he better go try to... I'll run for president instead. Whoopee! All right, a couple of things regarding flying that are of interest and importance. Three people killed here in Massachusetts yesterday or the day before in a crash of a twin-engine Beechcraft on the western part of the state. The victims were William Hampton, Frederica Ballard, and Chad Davidson. I don't know who those people are. I think one of them owned the flight school right, to whom the plane
belongs. Yeah, well, it's the owner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
the
it's not really clear.
The student.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about what happened. This is in an area, Greenfield, Massachusetts, out of the western part of the state, and it's not, it's a mountainous area, and, you know, there aren't a lot of, there's a lot of little airports here and there. But at any rate, they've evaluated, or they're trying to evaluate the plane. Speaking of evaluating planes, Boeing, wow, what a mess they've made out of that company, those people. They're going to say, they're trying to put the lipstick on a pig here by telling employees that they're going to increase quality inspections. Why the hell haven't they had the ultimate, the nth degree of quality inspection? These are millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars for these new planes. And the fact that the emergency exit door panel isn't on tightly and blew out on that Alaska Airlines jet, and it tells you that the quality control at Boeing sucks. And so the feds keep saying, we're going to go out. They've been saying this for 4 years. We're going to make sure that you have a better quality inspection. So why didn't they do it 4 years ago when the first two planes went down? Government, once again, what are we paying our tax on? Do you know on every ticket that you buy on an airplane, look at the ticket at what it costs you. Look at the fees that are on there. There's a TSA fee, $5 for your inspection. There's also a fee for the FAA and for the airline trust fund, which the feds, the Congress and the Senate, they raid all the time, so there's no money in that. So, yeah, you know, who's in charge? That's something to, you're in charge supposedly when you go to the ballot box, but who are you voting for? Good question, right? 48 after the hour here.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. This portion of the program is brought to you by the people who grow your food. Yep, the farmers that provide your family with food. We every day have keys into things that are important. The recall of Quaker Oats, for example, is in the current foodfarmandfamily.com playbook. And so what's on the bill of fare for today will be in the playbook later on today and the next 24 hours. And they're all there for you to check out every day. They are a composite of things that we've talked about. So check it out. Lots of great information, hopefully helpful. It's the idea for us to do it. Foodfarmfamily.com. Benny T's dry hot sauces have been recalled over undisclosed wheat allergy risks. I don't know. This apparently is a gourmet food. Okay, I don't know anything about Benny T. Hot sauces. People love hot stuff. They go and more
hot
of these restaurants.
Hot sauce is amazing. I don't know this brand, though.
No, I don't either. Anyway, so if they're mostly down south, I think. It looks like a North Carolina company. But the food and druggies and the feds have said there's serious risk of life-threatening allergic reaction if you consume these sources. They're dry sauces, apparently. They're not liquid. They're dry. You can make them up. Anyway, so
the dry rubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, apparently. So Benny T's sounds like a new some new kind of a... Isn't that a new game show or a new food game show? All the food shows, you watch the promos during the various award shows, all these promotions for these various food shows, they're everywhere. All over the networks. Good God. A consumer group suing Starbucks this week. Starbucks, the world's largest coffee brand. They claim that Starbucks is trying to fool you with their advertising. The allegation is that it sources coffee and tea from farms with human rights and labor abuses. Mm-hmm. How they figure that out, I'm not sure. But at any rate, the case has been filed in Washington on behalf of the ever-loving American consumer. So I'm wondering who's involved in this, really. They say on every bag of coffee and K-cups, Starbucks is heralding its commitment to 100% ethical sourcing, and apparently the National Consumers League says that's not true. But where does this stuff start? Who has the time to go chase around? I'm not saying the lawsuit isn't without merit, but they got to go to Guatemala and to Kenya and to Brazil to figure out what's going on. So somebody's got a bug up their butt for Starbucks. That's really what's
going on. Well, a lot of people
here.
Do for various reasons. But yeah. Starbucks has, they did put out a statement that all of the farms that they partner with, they have to go through continuous training and recertifications, and it's not just a one-time thing. They have to keep up with it. So yeah. Starbucks said that they claim this is false, but they are still going to look into it just to make sure they're like leaving no stone unturned, make sure that there's nothing that they've missed. But we've been seeing a lot of this online, too, where different companies, people come at different companies saying they're doing this wrong, or they're doing that wrong, or this is detrimental to your health. And a lot of times it's well-intentioned people who had their own bad experience, and they're just sharing
it.
We have other people who are pushing their own products, or pushing products that they're being they're partnering with, that they're being paid to push, and trying to get people scared of one certain product or brand so that they use the other one.
Very astute on your part, Jay, to figure that out. How many times have you heard me say that if you realized how chicken was processed, you'd never eat another piece of chicken in your life? And yet we have all these chicken places all over the country. Well, one of the chicken slaughterhouses, I think it's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 16-year-old worker. First of all, I guess I'm wondering about a 16-year-old worker, but anyway. Gets sucked into the machine and deboned. Think about that for a second. It's a deboning machine. They put the chicken, so they did chicken breasts and stuff. So somehow this kid gets sucked into the machine, and the rest, as you can imagine, is not a pretty picture. And apparently this is the second time this has happened in the last year or so. So where's the Fed? Where's OSHA? Where are all these people that keep, we got the government, they're going to help us. Where the hell are they when you look into things like this that are so obviously abusive, and then, you know, never mind this sort of thing happening, but if you realized what this chicken went through, 16 years old.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's not one of the more pleasant things we have to talk about here, but it is something that involves food, farm, and family, and that's what this portion of the program is all about. Don't forget to check out the American Family Farmer this week. We have a great conversation with some great dairy guys that you will enjoy. Heard on most of these same.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.